Last week on Science Out of the Box, we visited a silver-haired bat that had taken up residence in an unlikely urban setting. This week, we visit an even more improbable habitat. Our location? A glacier in the middle of Greenland, dozens of miles from the nearest blade of grass. NPR's Richard Harris encountered a surprising menagerie there during a visit in July.
The Greenland ice sheet really is the middle of nowhere. In summer, some parts of the sheet have running water, that is, melting ice, but there's absolutely nothing to eat anywhere. It's hostile territory for living things. And that's just fine with Sarah Doss from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She's out here at a camp to study the ice.
So what about ice appeals to you? Obviously, you're out here because you love it, right?
There's no bugs.
No bugs. That's it? Just no insects?
You gotta start somewhere.
Well, Sarah Doss's world was about to be rocked, and rocked big time. Here, 50 miles from the coast and at least 30 miles from anything resembling dry ground, we come upon a poor, quivering fly.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Is it alive?
Yeah, it was moving, yeah.
She leans down with graduate student Maya Bhatia for a closer look. It's totally out of place, and seeing a vulnerable creature here highlights the brutal, inhospitable nature of ice. That isolation sometimes drives people to do strange things. Doss has only been out here about a week, but people who spend a long time out on the ice sheets can sometimes feel starved for contact with living creatures, any living creatures.
You know, in Antarctica, there was a cook one year that found a little caterpillar in the cabbage, and she kept it for like 3 months alive. She built a little terrarium for it and fed it cabbage leaves.
Are you tempted to do the same thing with this fly?
No, I don't really like flies.
So, no reprieve. Could it have blown inland all these miles? Or could it have hitchhiked out on the helicopters that brought us here? Who knows? But the fly wasn't the only unexpected visitor to a land that we thought was devoid of higher life forms, present company excepted. We also found a songbird called a wheatear at the base of the camp's weather station. Okay, lifeless, but recently deceased. But the biggest surprise was a sound that greeted us one day when we returned to our icy campsite. We stopped and looked around. It took a second to pick it out, but there it was, a large and alert white bird with black wingtips waddling among our tents.
There is a very lost snow goose out here.
All these lost animals.
Totally camouflaged.
Yeah.
We had heard him. We never would have seen him.
No. It's such a foreign sound, too.
Yeah, to hear a sound out here.
I thought it was coming out of my phone.
That's what we should take home and feed.
Instead of a fly?
Yeah.
Graduate student Maya Bhatia is actually a biologist and out here to look for signs of life. Microscopic life, that is. Microbes live practically anywhere there's liquid water, so she was looking for bacteria in the lakes that form out on the ice sheet. Even she was surprised when we came across other visible signs of life, like when we hiked around some hills of ice near our camp.
I wonder what that green stuff is on the snow.
Maybe green algae?
Huh. So you're capturing bacteria. We have green algae. We found a dead fly, or dying fly. A lost goose, a dead bird. I guess Greenland does have wildlife, huh?
Yeah.
Global warming.
Well, probably not global warming, though these days it is fashionable to blame everything on human mischief. But it is a lesson that life is amazingly tenacious, even in some of the most unforgiving places on our planet. Richard Harris, NPR News.